Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohl ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
That's right. This is the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. What is up, my friend? Welcome to episode number 199. I'm your host, Rick Mulready. And if you're new here, welcome. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Really appreciate it. If this is your 199th episode, you rock. As always, really appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me each and every week. I really appreciate it. I'm here to simplify online marketing for you so that you can scale and create consistent income and freedom in your business, because that's what this is all about, right? On today's show, I'm going to be talking about dynamic creative, not to be confused with dynamic product ads, which is different. DPAs, as they're normally called, is used for marketing e-commerce products on Facebook. We're talking about dynamic creative. And so we're going to be talking about what it is, the benefits of using it, how it's different from the split testing option that you can choose in Ads Manager, who should be using dynamic creative, how to set it up, where to find it, how to use the reporting, some pitfalls to look out for when it comes to dynamic creative. And also, I'm going to share some best practices with you for getting the most out of using dynamic creative in your Facebook ads. But before we dive in today, if you are managing Facebook ads for other people, or maybe you're looking to start a Facebook ads business managing Facebook ads for other people, got a really important question for you. Are you ready to stop selling while confidently growing your Facebook ads business? Because if you are selling, you are going about it the wrong way when growing your Facebook ads business. I am so excited about a brand new free live virtual training series that I've got coming up for you. We're going to be teaching you all about how to effortlessly attract high quality clients while not having to sell. This virtual training series is called 3 Steps to Consistently Close High Quality Facebook Ads Clients, How to Stop Selling so that you can confidently grow your ads business. And this free live virtual training series and Q&A kicks off on July 26th, and I could not be more pumped about it. This is something brand new that I'm doing. Really, really excited about it. We've been working on it a long time, my team and I. Now, in the meantime, if you are managing Facebook ads for other people, or maybe you're looking to start that Facebook ads business, then I want to invite you to join the free FB Ad Manager pop-up Facebook group that I've created, where I'm going to be sharing strategies and content, Facebook Lives, Q&As, over the next several weeks leading up to July 26th. And you're going to be first in line for this free business transforming training series, again, that kicks off on July 26th. So if you want to join us in that Facebook group, it's rickmulready.com/FB group. Again, it's rickmulready.com/FB group. All right, so dynamic creative. What the heck is dynamic creative? Also, again, not to be confused with dynamic product ads. This is something that's very different. For a long time, split testing different elements of Facebook ads has been really clunky. It's been inexact and it's been a lot of work. It takes you a lot of time. If you want to be testing different elements of ads, that's a lot of different setup that you need to go through. Well, Dynamic Creative is a newer feature. It's been around for a little while, but it's a newer feature that's available when you use the quick creation option when you're setting up your Facebook ads. As you know, we've got two options, the guided creation and the quick creation. Quick creation is essentially what Power Editor, what that setup process used to be, okay? And Dynamic Creative is Facebook's attempt to make it a lot easier and quicker to test different elements of your ad. And there's an option to turn on that dynamic creative option at the ad set level, okay? Now, when it comes to dynamic creative, you can test up to, they have a limit, and you can test up to 5 versions of copy. You can test up to 10 images or 10 video. You can't mix both images and video within an ad set when you're testing, by the way. But you've got an option, or you got a limit of 10, either one of those, a limit of 5 headlines, 5 link descriptions, and then 5 calls to action button. Call to actions buttons? Calls to action buttons, yeah. Well, 5 CTA buttons, right? And when you launch your ads, Facebook, what Facebook is going to do, they're going to start running different variants of the different elements that you've chosen to test. So say, for example, you've chosen, you know, 2 different versions of copy, 2 different headlines, and 2 different images, well, Facebook is going to start running ads that contain those different elements in different variants. So they'll do the testing for you. Okay. Now you might be asking, Rick, how is dynamic creative different from the split testing creative option, which you can select at the campaign level? Now you may have noticed when you start setting up campaigns, they have a split testing option there now that you can toggle on, and then you can choose, for example, creative. Well, for creative split testing, this is different, right? For creative split testing, you can test different ad units, but they won't be dynamically created with different elements like the image or headline. You're going to be fully creating the full versions of each ad that you want to test yourself. That's split testing. That's very different from dynamic creative. So, because again, dynamic creative is you're telling Facebook, Hey Facebook, I want to test these different elements and I want you to automatically, you know, put these different variants together to test to see what works the best. Okay. All right. So back to dynamic creative here. Keep in mind, as you're putting your dynamic creative test together, make sure that the assets that you want to be testing can all be combined and make sense together. So you don't want a headline, for example, that is used with, and you have, let's just say you're doing 2 images, 2 headlines, and 2 copy. And you want to make sure that they're all congruent in some way. You know, they're all related to each other, but different enough to be testing different aspects of it. But you don't want something that just makes, like, you don't want a headline that makes no sense with the image and no sense with the copy, right? You want to make sure that all the assets can be combined and it will make some sense together. Now, when you're doing this, think about testing different approaches or hooks, right, in your ad copy and your headlines so that you can figure out which one resonates the most with the audience that you're testing against. Now, don't make the mistake, for example, of using headlines that are too similar, because it might not be clear at that point which one's more successful than the other, right? This is basic split testing here, okay? So 2 quick things there, 2 best practices. Make sure the assets that you're testing can be combined and will make sense together, even though they're all different. And then remember to be testing different approaches or hooks in your ad copy and in your headline so that you can figure out which ones of those resonates most with your audience. And make sure that the headlines aren't too similar, because you want to make sure that you can distinguish what your audience is most resonating with. And then once Facebook's algorithm starts to find the ones that are performing the best, the different elements that are performing the best, what's going to happen is Facebook's algorithm, or the system there, will focus on delivering those winning elements to ensure your target audience is being served the best performing ad. So again, you're giving Facebook these different elements, headline, image, copy and so forth. And they're putting it all together and delivering the different ones. And then we'll put together the best performing ad to serve to that audience. Okay. And we'll get more into this here in a second. Now, let's talk about objectives that you can use when you want to test with dynamic creative. You can use brand awareness, the reach objective, traffic, app installs, video views, and conversions. And then lead generation, so lead ads, that's rolling out next month in August. Okay, so let me repeat that again. So you can do dynamic creative with the brand awareness or the reach objective or the traffic objective, app installs, video views, and conversions. And then lead generation is coming in August. And then in addition to the objectives, you can do single image, single video, or carousel ads. Okay. So Facebook is evolving this, as with everything that you do. So keep it, you know, just keep an eye on the types of things that you're going to be able to do with this. But right now, single image, single video, or carousel ads. Now, before we go any further, I do have to tell you that the jury is still out for me on dynamic creative. We've seen it work really well. And then other times it is not done very well for us. It's tanked, actually. I think that things like the reporting, which we're going to talk about here in a couple of minutes, and what you can do with that reporting is rather limited. And also, Facebook will create a unique post ID for each ad that they do. You know, for, you know, when they put the variants together of the different elements that you're using, each one of those things is going to have a unique post ID. And so what that limits you, that you can't aggregate the social proof. You know, I talk a lot about using the same post ID across your ads when you start to scale, right? Because as you're using the same post ID, you're combining all that social proof across the ads. Well, you can't do it when you are doing dynamic creative. And you're limited to the character length that you can use in the ad copy. And this is kind of a pain in the butt. So you know how when you're creating a normal ad, you can have a big long post, right? Your ad copy can go like 2,000 words, for example. Well, you're limited when you're using dynamic creative in the ad copy section, you're limited to 1,024 characters. And so if you've already written the ad copy out and it's longer than 1024, you got to kind of piece it together a little bit, and it becomes kind of an art, thus the art of paid traffic, right? When I've done this in the past here, I'm not going to lie, it's a little bit of a pain, you know, trying to make it fit to that 1,024 characters, but that is the limit when you're doing dynamic creative. Now, after you get the results and then you start to, you know, scale without dynamic creative, you lose that limit in the characters. You can go much longer than that. But just saying, keep that in mind. If you're going to do dynamic creative with the ad copy, the limit in character length is 1,024. So with that, let's talk about when you might use dynamic creative and who I think this is right for. I recommend using this for when you're in the testing phase of your Facebook ads campaigns, not when you're scaling. I don't see this as long-term as how you're going to be running your ads ongoing, especially because you can't aggregate that social proof like I mentioned before. So when you're just starting that campaign and you don't yet know what messaging or headlines or images, or maybe if you're using video, and you're in that testing phase and you just want to see what messaging and images and so forth work with certain audiences, dynamic creative can allow you to do that very quickly and rather easily. Okay. Now, with that said, at this time, I don't recommend using dynamic creative if you've got a very limited budget. Here's why. First off, whenever possible, I like to test one target audience per ad set. That way I know exactly whether that audience is working or not, right? I've been talking about that for a long time. And let's say that I want to start off just testing with a small budget. Say I've got like $40 a day and I want to test four audiences at $10 a day. So one audience per ad set, four ad sets, $10 a day. And then let's just say I want to test two different images, two different headlines, and two different versions of copy. Well, now you're asking Facebook algorithm to test several variations within a very small budget. That would mean each combination of those different elements are only getting a couple dollars each for testing in the algorithm. Remember, in this hypothetical situation here, we're talking $40 a day, four different ad sets at $10. So for each one of those ad sets, if I want to test two different images, two different headlines, and two different versions, that's a lot of different variations. You're trying to make it work. You're trying to test that all within $10 a day. Well, it's too small. That was one mistake that we made early on. We've really found that in order to get any kind of true testing with our dynamic creative, if you're testing a couple of different elements each, you need to be around $50 per day per ad set. That's where we've seen the kind of the sweet spot there. And that, by the way, is not testing more than two elements of each one. So if I want to test images, headlines, and copy, I'm not going to do more than two of each one. That's where we found the most success. Now, if I want to test more iterations, let's just say I have like five total, I'm going to do two at a time, and then I'm just going to do it sequentially. So I'll do my test. I'll do two at a time, do my test. When that test ends, then I will do two more. And remember, we're always picking our winners here. Okay. So that's what we've really found with getting the best results for dynamic creative. Now, let's talk about how to set up your dynamic creative testing. Again, when you're using the quick creation option for setting up your campaigns, you'll see the dynamic creative option at the ad set level. You'll want to toggle that little button on. And then at the ads level, you'll see a little plus ad button, little plus sign ad button next to the text copy area, the headline area, and so on. And so for each different variation that you want to do, you would just click that plus add button and then put your variation in there for as many variations as you are doing. So it's actually really simple to set up. You toggle it on at the ad set level, and then at the ads level, you're just using that little plus add button to add in your different variations there. Now, where do you see the reporting? So you're running your dynamic creative. Again, we're talking about that at least 3 days, right, to let our ads run. Well, how do we see the reporting? Where do we see, you know, what all the stats are? Well, in Ads Manager, go to the breakdown option. It's that drop-down menu next to performance in the upper right-hand corner. And you want to select by asset. And you can select whichever element of the ad that you're testing that you want to see results for. There's breakdowns for, like, you know, image or video or headline or text. That text is ad copy, description, call to action, whatever. So you'll see the under the asset section in the breakdown option there in Ads Manager. Okay. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. What do you do with the results that you are seeing? Well, at the time recording this, we're in early July. You can only look at one creative element at a time. So for example, you can look at one ad set, for example, and say, I want to compare the headlines. So you can see just the different headlines and how the headlines performed best within each of the ads that you're running. Or you can look at just the images and you'll see which image performed the best, which means you can choose each of the winning elements and then combine those winning elements into one ad to use. You can't look at the ad combinations to see which one performed the best and pause the ones that aren't performing well. I think this is a big limitation so far with dynamic creative. So let me just repeat that again. At the time recording this, you can only look at one creative element at a time. So the results for image or the results for headline, for example, and then, you know, which one performed the best within the different ad sets. So what you would do is you would take each one of the winning elements. So here's the winning headline, here's the winning image and so forth. And you would choose each one of those and then combine them to create one ad to use. You can't look at the ad combinations to see which one performed the best and also pause the ones that aren't performing well while it's running. However, here's the big caveat. My understanding is that later this month, here in July 2018, Facebook is rolling out the ability to view dynamic creative reporting based on the top combinations of your ads. This is huge, and I'm really excited about this rollout. I haven't seen it yet, but that is my understanding, that they are rolling out the ability to view dynamic creative reporting based on the top combinations of your ads. This is going to be really, really big. And I think will fix some of those limitations that I am talking about. Okay. So again, the reporting is under the breakdown option in your ads manager over on the right hand side there. And then you want to select by asset and you'll see each one of the breakdowns like image, video, headline, and so forth. Okay. So I'm really looking forward to them rolling out this whole ability to review the reporting based on top combinations. I think that that could be a real game changer for this very, very cool option in dynamic creative and making it much easier for us to split test variations of our ads to different target audiences. All right. So if it makes sense for your business, I hope you test out dynamic creative. I think this is a great step in the right direction for Facebook here. They know that they have to make it easier for us to test different variations of our ads and to be able to split test different things. And I think dynamic creative is that correct tool to be able to do that, the correct option to use. And I think the iterations that they're rolling out here, especially with, you know, that reporting based on the top combinations, is a really good thing. I'm excited about this this option here. Now, quick question for you before we go. Do you know what your Facebook ads superhero superpower is? I want you to become a Facebook ads superhero. And that starts with knowing what your Facebook ads superpower is. Well, I put together a fun short quiz that's designed for you to give you a solid Facebook ad strategy and a custom cheat sheet full of tips and tricks that most marketers miss. It'll literally take you like 30 seconds, this quiz, that will help you find your particular superhero superpower when it comes to Facebook ads. I love saying that. And this isn't your average BuzzFeed style quiz. As fun as it is, finding out which Charlie and the Chocolate Factory child you would be. I hated that movie as a kid. I don't know why. I wanted to create something that's fun and valuable for you because a good quiz should be both those things, right? And since Facebook ad strategies can vary from industry to industry, I created the quiz as a tool to give you an easy solution to get better results based on what type of business that you run. So just go to rickmulready.com/quiz. Again, it's rickmulready.com/quiz to take that quiz. And then I'd love to hear what your results are. DM me over on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready, or shoot me a message there on Facebook. I'd love to hear what your results are there. Also, please make sure that you have subscribed to the podcast here. However you're listening to the show, make sure that you have subscribed because I'm starting to do episodes that are not available anywhere else, not on my website, just in the podcast feed here. And you're subscribing will mean that you don't miss a thing that I put out. Now, as always, my friend, thank you so much for listening to the show today. Really appreciate it. I've got more awesome episodes coming your way in the coming weeks. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic, my friend, to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.